You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf is opening this morning at 10 a.m., and it is located at the Spider Lake Youth Center at 11255 Highway 77 in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats and produce primarily, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program regardless of your financial situation. Check it out at the Spider Lake Youth Center here in Hayward, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf at 10 a.m. The Lacouture Ojibwe University Farm is celebrating Harvest Fest today starting at 12 noon. Join them at the farm to celebrate another successful growing season and harvest, plus enjoy some of these activities. Farm-to-table meals served at 5 o'clock, tractor rides, farm tour, kids' activities and games, and friendly outdoor competitions. The University Farm is located at 13457 West Fromel Road in Hayward. And again, that is today starting at 12 noon at the Lacouture Ojibwe Farm, a harvest festival. Tonight, boys varsity soccer for Hayward is meeting at 4:30 at the Hayward varsity soccer field. They will be playing St. Croix Central. Girls varsity volleyball for Hayward School starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and they will be at away game at Ashland High School. Again, girls varsity volleyball away game for Hayward is at Ashland High School starting at 7 o'clock. And, of course, the varsity football games today, Spooner will be at St. Croix Falls High School at 7 o'clock. An outdoor movie will be held at the lot tonight at 8:15. This movie is entitled How to Train Your Dragon. The lot is located at 10597 Kansas Avenue in Hayward, right across the street here from the WHSM studios. Movie starts at dusk. For more information, you can call 715-800-9938 or visit the lot's Facebook page. A hunter safety course is being offered Saturday, September 20th, starting at 8 a.m. going until 4 p.m. This will be at the LCO Conservation Building, located at 9790 North County Road K in Hayward. For more information, contact David at 715-663-0643. This is for those ages 12 and older, and it's only $10. You can pre-register for this class by going to WIDNR Go Wild or create an account at the goldwild.wi.gov website. Click on Manage Safety Education and then sign up for the Hunter Internet Field Day in Sawyer County. Again, this is a hunter safety class being held Saturday the 20th from 8 until 4 at the LCO Conservation Building located at 9790 North County Road K in Hayward. Also on Saturday, The Lot is hosting a food truck, live music, and vendors from 9 until 5 during the Fall Festival festivities here in Hayward. The Lot, again, is right across the street from the WHSM studios at 10597 Kansas Avenue. Again, live music, food trucks, and vendors at The Lot on Saturday all day from 9 until 5. And of course, the great Fall Festival is happening in Hayward starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Handmade crafts, the farmer's market, a beer and brat tent, scarecrow contest, free face painting, kids mini pumpkin decorating, You can even try your skills at an Apple Slingshot. And of course, live music throughout the day. Come on downtown Hayward and come see the WHSM booth right at 3rd and Main across from the Franzen Bank right here in downtown Hayward. Also, don't forget the Elk Fest is happening up in Clam Lake. Also on Saturday, check out the festivities up there. A repair cafe is being held at the Cable Community Center located at 13660 County Highway M in Cable. The repair cafe is a place where you can bring all sorts of items that might need a repair, electronics, lamps, all sorts of different things. Bring it on over between 10 and 12:30 and hopefully someone can fix it for you. The Cable Community Center, again, is hosting the Repair Cafe at 10 till 12:30. The Cable Community Farm open house starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 20th. The community farm is located at 42915 Short Road in Cable. The farm invites friends and neighbors to gather at the community garden for an open house celebrating the farm's first season at its new home. The event is scheduled for Saturday the 20th from 10 until noon and will offer food, tours, conversations, and a look at the exciting projects taking root at the new site. Again, the Cable Community Farm open house starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Walk for Tomorrow, a mental health suicide prevention walk happening at Winter School District starting at 5 o'clock. Again, Walk for Tomorrow starting at 5 at Winter Schools. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Friday morning, Pat Kreitlow, Buzz of the North will return in just a second here. Greg Gunderson is here. We're looking forward to hopefully a not too wet of a weekend here. A little bit of rain.
That's going to make or break it for me. I've got plans that may or may not be entirely impossible in precipitation. So,
Well, it's Hayward Fall Fest this weekend with the Hayward Area Chamber. Lots of fun stuff. We've got local businesses today on this Friday that are doing sidewalk sales in downtown Hayward. So you might want to put on a sweatshirt and head on down there today. All the events, rest of the events coming up tomorrow. We all love a good homemade art and craft booth, right? Just line up 60, 70 booths and just see what people are up to, right?
It's one of my favorite things. And actually, I think Hayward might do it better than anywhere. I know people from anywhere will say that about their place, but Hayward's laid out perfectly for this. It's organized like a small chunk of a larger town with a good devoted grid system, comfortably organized, enough space everywhere. And that's why Main Street is, if you made me pick a favorite Main Street for a festival, it's in Hayward, 100%. Homer pick, I don't care. Yeah, we're good at it.
And I'm not a big arts and crafts guy, but you give me a Saturday morning with a good cup of coffee in my hand and, you know, a pleasant temperature and a sweatshirt on. To me, that's relaxation.
Absolutely.
It's just relax.
Few things. It's involuntary relaxation.
Yeah, involuntary. I like that. The farmer's market's going on today also, 9 to 5, and tomorrow. And then the arts and crafts tomorrow, 9 to 5 right there in Hayward. I got the beer and brat tent right on Main Street tomorrow also. That's mandatory, by the way. beer and brat tent. If you don't have one, they'll just end your festival. It'll just be shut down.
I'm pretty sure if you went into this document and deleted the words beer and brat tent, everything else would just disappear too. It just, you'd be left with a blank document. That's Wisconsin Microsoft Word for you right there.
Scarecrow contest. See, I never built scarecrows as a kid. We never had problems with scarecrows eating stuff, but I admire the artistic value of a good scarecrow contest.
I know you just misspoke there, but I got to make fun of you. If you've got a problem where scarecrows are eating things, you've got more than one problem.
Well, you know, out in the garden and stuff. Yeah. That's, I mean,
I know what you mean, though. Yeah. It's one of those things where I don't think of a competition, but there's room for variety. There's room for different choices to be made. And human nature means, hey, opinions, time for a competition.
Yes, scarecrow.
I love it.
My scarecrow is better than your scarecrow.
My dad's stronger than your dad. That's just what I heard.
To this day, when you say scarecrow, I think of Michael Jackson and The Wiz, the movie The Wiz.
I went right for the actual Wizard of Oz. Did you get like an overdose of The Wiz?
Because I think it's because when I saw The Wiz for the first time, I was so like jaw dropping, like, what is going on
here?
Then Michael Jackson was the scarecrow.
It was pretty singular. When did The Wiz come out? I think the answer to this question, 1978. You were 12. That's why The Wiz hit you like a ton of bricks. They were kind of equal by the time we got to my 12-year-oldness in 2006.
It hit me like a wet bale of hay is what it did. No straw, not a light bale of straw. It was a wet bale of hay I was trying to pick up off the ground.
Have you ever been the hay catcher thrown down from the loft?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's the secret. You don't actually catch it. You just pick it up after it lands.
Let it drop. Get out of the way.
You try to catch one, and then you don't make that mistake.
And then you look, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Would you wait till I'm ready?
Don't be ready. Just move.
Hay miles are a wonderful thing. Free kids mini pumpkin decorating contest tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. What's the best pumpkin you've ever decorated, Mr. Greg Gunderson?
You just asked an athlete about his best math performance. Like, and actually it's backwards. I'm a mathlete and you asked me about sports. But no, I'm not that guy. I didn't discover any artistic sensibility at all until I was like 25, when a throwaway class that I put onto my transcript required me to make a thing. That was the project too, was make a piece of three-dimensional art. And I mean, it was art appreciation. There were a lot of people kind of phoning it in, but that teacher was brilliant. He said, no, I'm going to make you make a thing. And if you like art, you're going to find out. What do you know? I actually did. Air dry clay, folks. It's a gateway medium.
Carving a pumpkin scares me. I'll end up in the emergency room. The knives are too sharp. I just need to paint something on the outside. I'm at the point in my life where my wife is just like, she has to supervise me if it involves a knife. It really does.
I'm at the point where I want to start inventing machines to do the pumpkin carving for me, so you can have that three-dimensional image that's through the translucent parts of the I'm gonna make a machine that does that for you.
That's free kids mini pumpkin decorating tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Hayward Fall Fest. Free apple slingshot tomorrow from 11 until 3. Oh, this goes back to another segment we did on another format about
pumpkin junkie.
About what produce is best in a produce war. Oh, yeah. Free apple slingshot
the
tomorrow.
The ballistics of fruit and vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
And other eccentricities by Greg Gunderson and Joel Karnick.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful time. Live music tomorrow, of course. Sean and Ian, the Okamoto. They were there earlier this summer, too. They perform around the area. They're there from 10 to 1 tomorrow. The Pinery Boys, great name, 11 to 3 tomorrow. That's going on at the they're strolling. They just walk around and do their thing, I guess.
Strolling musicians.
They don't need a stage. Free bobbing for apples. Never been a bobbing for apples. You know what? When I see bobbing for apples, I think the first time I did it, I went under and I thought to myself, this is too close to me drowning. I'm just going to go back up. I don't need an apple this bad.
So then you just sat there and watched people bob for apples while dripping?
Yeah, It wasn't me.
I'll admit, Joel, I thought Joel's definitely bobbed for apples successfully before. You kind of look like a ringer.
Fiddle and Flannels tomorrow from 2 to 5. That's live music, too. So a big day Hayward Area Fall Fest. I love Fall Fest because we know what's coming, the cold and the snow. We know what this street is going to look like in 3 months, and we just try to absorb it and enjoy it, right?
I'm ignoring everything you just said. I was immediately thrust into a thought space that I don't want, Joel. You know what? I'll keep the heat. I'm glad it's humid. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about those who love to ice fish and are snowmobilers and all those weirdos out there. I mean, all those people out there. Sorry.
Picturing Blazing Saddles all of a sudden?
Yeah, we're going to, our final segment of the week here with Joel and Gray, we're going to talk football, weekend football, and our predictions coming up at 7:52. More with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North in just a little bit here on a Friday in the Hayward area. Fall Fest going on, all the events tomorrow with a little bit of sidewalk sales. Stuff going on today here. Pat Kreitlow's in next on the Buzz. All right, Buzz of the North here. Joel Karnick, Gray Gunderson on a Friday. Pat Kreitlow's back in just a moment. Our final segment of the week, Mr. Gunderson. We always like to take a moment to talk a little football and the NFC Norris Division specifically.
Indeed, indeed. And you know, I had to Google it. The Norris Division was named after a guy named Norris. was a whole thing.
A hockey thing.
Yes, it was a hockey thing. But yeah. You apparently can't shake it.
Yeah, shit. The Bears hosting Dallas. Here we go. Bears 0-2. Dallas, I believe, 1-1.
1-1.
This is an interesting one here again. If Dallas is who we think they are, and Chicago is who we think they are, this will probably be a really good game.
It ought to be. It could be. That said, if either one of them shakes the issues that they've kind of had these first two games, I expect a bit of a lopsided game. However, if they both figure it out, you know, that's totally possible. It's week three. Shake the rust off. Ben Johnson is going to get into a groove. Also, if you go back and watch Caleb Williams last week, yeah, they lost again, but he was making some better throws, and he was missing fewer. So Caleb Williams has already shown a little bit of growth in the Ben Johnson system. So yeah, there's always potential. They say any given Sunday for a reason. That said, this is not my any given Sunday game. I do expect a Cowboys W here.
This is one of the rare weekends where you can actually watch all four of the NFC Norris Division teams play if you want to, because Green Bay is going to be at Cleveland on Fox at noon Sunday. Cincinnati will be at Minnesota on CBS on Sunday. If you can double TV it, you can pull that off. 3:25, you've got Chicago hosting Dallas. And then Monday night, you've got Detroit traveling to take on Baltimore. So you can see everybody play. And that's kind of our interest here, of course, with Packer fans and a few Purple fans around here too. I'm gonna take Chicago at home on that. I don't believe that Dallas is very good. I don't think their defense is. I think Chicago wins that game at home Sunday.
I think that's totally fair. I really do believe that game comes down to who's having a good day. And if the Bears do and the Cowboys don't, well, honestly, I do rate the Cowboys a little highly, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. An even matchup I give to the Cowboys, even though it's where is that game? I can't see
it. In Chicago.
It's in Chicago. Oh, yep. Yeah, flip a coin. There's a reason I have trouble pretending I know things, Joel. There's so many variables.
Nobody does.
I know, but everybody else just pretends. I go and I see Stephen A. and I see Skip, and they're like, yes, this is a fact. It's like, that's false.
And then that video can't be found anywhere after the game is actually
played. Yes, it just
goes
poof.
It disappears. They erase it all.
I don't make enough money to be so accountable.
Vikings hosting Cincinnati without Joe Burrow, and I think Carson Wentz is going to come out and light it up, because that's what Viking quarterbacks do when there's a young quarterback waiting in the wings and wants to be the next one. I think the Vikings are going to blow out Cincinnati on Sunday.
Well, quiet. I wouldn't call him young. He's 32.
Yeah.
That's young in a general sense, but for an NFL quarterback, that's the hill. 30 is kind of the hill, Brady notwithstanding. Yeah. And George Blanda notwithstanding.
This will create the quarterback controversy that the Vikings are always used to. There was an offseason of quarterback stability for Minnesota. It was J.J. McCarthy. It's over now. It'll be over because Wentz is going to light it up, and everybody's going to be like, well, maybe we should keep Wentz in there, not McCarthy. So I got the Vikings. I'm going to go like 37-21.
37-21?
Wentz lights it up over 300 yards for the Vikings.
You're going to give them a 16-point W?
Yep.
You Vikings fan. Okay, well, I'm going to still give it to... Oh, man. You're making this hard. Okay, so I'm going to call it a 3-point victory for Minnesota, and it's mostly for home field advantage reasons. That said, one thing that anybody who hears me guess about sports has to remember is that I am totally cool being off by 30 points. You know, like my career is not staked on this right now. So I'm definitely going to generally err on the side of caution. So I'll predict a smaller victory with the home opponent most of the time.
All right. Packers at Cleveland. Joe Flacco, he's a veteran. You better get to him. You better hit him because he'll find open receivers if you don't get to him.
Yes, 100%. He's got the experience. He has more practice reps in the NFL than most quarterbacks ever get ever in their whole career. He's been around that long. How do you combat that? There are absolutely answers. Does your coach know them, and do you know what to do with those facts?
And I think the Packer defensive line will get the best of this. I think it'll be a decent game, but I think the Packers pull away. I don't think there's going to be a fourth quarter or final drive to determine if someone is going to get a field goal to tie it. I see the Packers just imposing their will on Cleveland, maybe a first half that's within a touchdown, but then by early fourth quarter, I see it being a 14-17 point game.
Agreed. My simple question here for the Packers that will determine the course of the game, in my prediction, is penalties. The only reason the Commanders kept it as close as they did last week, they were in that game until the last 4 minutes, or three even, was 10 penalties by Green Bay, including way too many pre-snap penalties. So if we can keep those clean, I love it. By the way, I'm hoping this is the first kind of debut for the new nickname of the Packers defensive line.
Okay.
Micah Parsons, Lucas Van Ness, you've got Rashawn Gary, Colby Wooden, Brenton Cox, Warren Brinson, the cold front.
I like that.
The cold front. Now, here's the problem. It's two games. We pick nicknames way too soon these days. Just like the word generational, it basically just means kind of good this year.
Oh, there's a cold front moving in.
Yes, yes. And what are you going to do when you meet the cold front? Are you prepared?
I can imagine the picture, the late season picture on the Christmas Day game or whatever of all of them, and there's icicles like dripping off the side, maybe off one of them's beard a little bit.
I'm going to misquote a Minnesota politician. There's no such thing as bad weather, Joel, only bad preparation.
So we both like the Packers to go at Cleveland and impose their will on them by the second half. And then you got Detroit at Baltimore. That's a Monday night game. That's going to be rough. That's going to be rough for the Lions. We'll find out if the Lions still are the Lions and were good like they were the last couple of years, or if they go in there and get their butts handed to them. It's just like could be one of those teams that doesn't remake the playoffs.
Week three is where we'll start to see the truth. There are currently 9 teams that are 2-0, and that's a little high for week two, but not out of bounds. Expect no more than 5 or 6 remaining at the end of the week, and I think it'll be more like 3 or 4.
We'll talk more football next Tuesday, Gray and I, the Greeple, on Tuesday, talking Green Bay and Purple. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy it here. Enjoy Fall Fest in Hayward tomorrow. Football on Sunday. Packer game at noon. Have a good weekend, Gray.
You too, Joel. Thanks.
Pack right low, stepping back in next here on the Buzz of the North, WBTH.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Ann, and she's the director at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library here in Hayward. Welcome, Ann.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Now, you've been in this position not so long, right?
No, October 1st, it'll be 1 year, but
okay.
This coming March, I will be there 18 years total.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
I knew your predecessor very well
yep.
at the other station I worked at with her husband, so I'm very familiar with the library.
Yes.
Now, some people may not be very familiar with this day and age where online it costs people to have a membership with an online book like Amazon or something, and they rent books and stuff to you. How much is a library card?
Everything that we do is free. So if
there's no cost,
there's
for a
no
library
and there's
card.
No hidden costs either. The programs that we have are free. The only time you may it's not even pay. It's donations or that for to our two organizations, the Hayward Library Foundation, who is trying to build monies for us, so an endowment that we get grants every year. And the other one is the Friends of the Library, who their mission is they provide us, basically the big part is our summer reading program and perhaps other programs. They do pay for that.
So a lot.
Yeah, and our programs are all free.
Yeah.
So we will not ask for money for that, or borrowing a book, borrowing a movie, or even what you were saying in terms of an ebook, audio. We even have movies for free through your library card.
That's such a different world from when I was in junior high, and I remember going up to the library card drawers and searching for and what we found had to be there at that library, because there was no interconnection to the library system that Hayward has. So talk about that interconnection with other libraries.
Yeah, so that whole big connection is we are part of a consortium or a group, Northern Waters Library Service, and that is made up of 30 libraries within northwestern Wisconsin. We at Hayward have delivery 3 days a week, and we get probably 8 crates of books.
Wow.
That our patrons want or that are being returned to us from other libraries. So, and it's a normal, if you have a library card at Hayward, if you're up in Superior, borrow a book.
Yeah.
Return it to us.
Oh.
One and the same. You might as well treat us the same.
Yeah.
The only thing that's different is for some reason you're ordering some special book that the 30 libraries can't get. We can get it from Madison. We can get it from Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. And that just, if you, wherever you borrow it from or order it from, you just need to return it to that library.
Okay.
And that's simply because we have due dates and the whole thing of in transit.
Right.
It's, it takes
a lot of coordination.
A lot of coordination and things like that. So, but that is all free, any ordering. I could even get books from the Library of Congress. But the stipulation was that is I have to read over your shoulder.
Oh.
And I think in my 18 years, almost 18 years there, I've gotten one.
Yeah.
So, but. Right.
So now everything, we don't have the index card library system anymore. Everything's online. So is there help for someone who isn't?
Yes. We have 3 stations at our checkout.
Oh, okay.
We're
at the front desk.
At the front desk, correct. Yeah. And they're more than welcome. Help me find XYZ book by so-and-so. We'll even gladly, we'll try to find, you know, the cover, the blue covered book that you read last year that was by, we do get those requests.
Okay.
So we even try to find those type of of books that I read it as a kid. I wanted my grandchild to read it. Yeah. So, yeah.
So a lot of things, again, are packed into that little, I don't even know if you get a library card.
Yes, you do.
Really, there's a physical card.
It's card, and you also get it. You get 2 for 1. We give you 1 for a keychain. And 1 you can put in your wallet. So, and you could, we also now have an app that you can download onto your phone instead of going out to the server and that and logging in that way. So it's automatic.
You can do your search and
do your search. Yeah.
Right from the phone. Wow.
Yep. And we recently switched, is it a little over a year and a half ago? Some people weren't happy with it, but it's still good. It's something new for people. We're willing to help.
Yeah.
But we switched because it was a drastic savings and money for us as a consortium. Okay. And that is one good thing, being with 30 libraries. We have 1 tech department for all 30.
Yeah.
We buy things, you know, all together. For instance, finding books and that. We all chip in to pay for something. We even go with other library systems within Wisconsin for different things also. For instance, once a year we do a huge order for supplies.
Yeah.
And that is from most of the libraries within Wisconsin.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things we do together to cut costs.
Yeah. So what's the best way for someone to reach the library by phone? What's the phone number there?
Okay.
And then we'll talk about you can let me know what the website is.
Yeah. So the phone is 715-634-2161. And the website is weisscommunitylibrary.com.
And spell Weiss.
W-E-I-S-S.
Yes, it's not Weiss, it's Weiss.
Weiss.
All right, Ann. Well, thank you for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
It.
And you can also find us on social media, Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Lots of programs.
Thank you.
We'll talk about those.
All right.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward information Monday morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.